Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We've had a gorgeous stretch of days this week weather-wise. Will it continue into the weekend? For the answer, we're joined now by WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob. It is a beautiful morning across the area. And yes, the weather is going to continue to be nice for today. I'm looking for a lot of sunshine. Temperatures this afternoon get into the lower, even middle 80s in a few spots. As you mentioned, the Cape and the Islands will be a little cooler, as they usually are this time of the year, staying in the mid to upper 70s. Plenty of sunshine and comfortable levels of humidity as well.
But you're forecasting a turn for the worse tomorrow.
That's right. Tomorrow we end up with clouds increasing. The bulk of the day is actually going to be dry. So the morning commute, you may even see some sunshine, and we'll look for those clouds to thicken up. The showers move in afternoon time. It's not going to be a general area of rain. It's going to be scattered showers. So some areas may stay dry a little bit longer. By the time we get to the evening commute, all of us have a better risk for showers at that point. It continues overnight and into the early part of Saturday. I think Saturday's just generally mostly cloudy. Most of the rain should be over. It's not a great day, but it's still fairly warm, upper 70s to mid 80s.
And what about Sunday?
So the sunshine returns for Sunday, Bob. That's the good news. Temperatures get back into the lower 80s. It's a wonderful beach day, low levels of humidity, and light winds. All in all, it's sort of a 50-50 split for this weekend.
For people trying to get away, how are the Cape and the Islands going to be this weekend?
It does look like a pretty similar forecast. We've got the clouds, the showers on Saturday. Sunday's the better day. It clears out. Temperatures, Cape Cod and the Islands, as usual, a few degrees cooler with sea breezes right along the coastline.
And what about the eclipse on Monday? Are we going to be able to see it, or will clouds get in the way?
It looks like we have clear skies upcoming for Monday. That means you'll be able to see the eclipse everywhere around New England right now, and hopefully this forecast holds. Remember, if you are watching the eclipse, make sure you have those approved glasses. We don't want any eye damage come Tuesday morning.